Hi, folks. Eagles beat reporter Mike Kay here from NJ Advanced Media, and this is your latest update from the No Huddle Show podcast.
The Eagles have extended tenders to their exclusive rights free agents. As NJ Advanced Media reported Monday, the Eagles gave offers to running back Boston Scott, linebacker Alex Singleton, and wide receiver Greg Ward last week. Scott served as the Eagles' backup running back last season, while Singleton led the team in tackles. Ward was the team's starting slot receiver last year. As exclusive rights free agents, Scott, Singleton, and Ward can only negotiate with the Eagles. The Eagles' trade market for Zach Ertz probably took a hit on Tuesday. The Vikings released veteran tight end Kyle Rudolph this week. Ertz and Rudolph are coming off similar 2020 campaigns, but with Rudolph now a free agent, teams won't need to trade away assets to acquire him. Rudolph will also presumably be cheaper than Ertz, who is set to make $8 million next season. Unlike last offseason, the NFL will allow free agents to take visits and physicals at team facilities this month. Free agents will need to pass rapid coronavirus tests in order to travel for visits. This change will be particularly helpful to players coming off notable injuries. The Eagles will be allowed to have their doctors check out potential free agents instead of waiting to sign deals pending physicals. The Washington football team is expected to part ways with quarterback Alex Smith this offseason. Smith's impending free agency is notable for the Eagles, as he has an important connection to the staff. New Eagles quarterbacks coach Brian Johnson served as Smith's backup at the University of Utah during their college careers. Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback currently on the Eagles roster, and Smith could make sense as a veteran mentor in competition for Hurts.
For all the latest Eagles news, turn to the sports section of NJ.com and download the No Huddle Show podcast wherever podcasts are available.